Hello, it's Wednesday, January the 19th, and today we're in Revelation chapter 7, and now in verses 9 through 12. You notice again we have one of these little markers. After this I looked, and behold. And again, John is telling you this is the order in which I saw these events. They're describing parallel events, not subsequent, historically subsequent events, but parallel events. And John is now describing what he has described in a very vivid form in the first 8 verses. He's now going to describe it in a different way, from a different perspective. If verses 1 and 8 is the church in its symbolic significance as the true Israel, now in verses 9 through 17, it's a glimpse of its actual dimensions. So in the first 8 verses, it was 144,000. John playing with numbers and doing wonderful things with the 12 tribes and wanting that to be a symbol of the true Israel of God as the church made up of Jews and Gentiles. But now, after this, I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. Not 144,000, but a number that you can't even count. And it's an allusion, I think, to the very promise that God gave to Abraham in chapters 12 and 15 and 17, when his descendants would be greater than the sand upon the seashore and greater than the stars in the night sky. So a reference to the vastness of the church of Christ. Heaven will not be lonely. It'll be filled with God's people. It'll be filled with a number that you can't even count. And after those disturbing pictures of chapter 6, the opening part of chapter 6 and the four horsemen of the apocalypse, God is giving us, Christ is giving us, John is giving to us now a picture of the redeemed church in the new heavens and new earth. That's a very, very vast number. There's a reference here to palm branches, which is an allusion to tabernacles, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the booths that they would make and shelter in to celebrate God's protection during the days of the wilderness on their journey to the Promised Land. And now waving those palm branches as they did when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, an image of God's protection, that God protects his people in this period of tribulation. And then in verses 10 through 12, a great hymn of thanksgiving sung by angels and elders and the four living creatures, with that explosive Amen at the end of verse 12. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might. Oh, 7. Once again, John loves the number 7. Have a wonderful day.